as we've done in the past couple of years, so we try to spend these few shiurim before the Yom Tovim, some type of Inyan Adiyoma. So I always felt bad when we do Inyanim of Inyan Adiyoma before the Yom Noraim, is that Rosh Hashanah always gets its due portion. You know, you start in the middle of Yom Chedesh El already, so you're ready to get a good 2-3 weeks of Rosh Hashanah Inyanim. Yom Kippur, we'll chop around 1 or 2 shiurim during the Sesmei Tshuva, usually gets the Shabbat Shuvah Drasha, so it's also Sameach B'Chalko. The other with the most halacha, the sukkahs, so it gets cut, gets the raw end of the deal. By the time Yom Kippur is over, what are you going to talk about? Talk about building the sukkah. The sukkahs I built already is Achen Vey. But yeshiva with sukkahs, how many? 1 or 2? There's no time. So I usually find that sukkah ends up with nothing. So I figured this year we'll jump the gun a little bit. I know it's not, most people probably aren't thinking too much in terms of Yom Sukkahs, but is it ready Shloshim Yom before sukkahs? It's just about. It's on the, what's today? Kimah, just about Shloshim Yom. Oh, you have to get okay. Okay, so we're just about within Shloshim Yom Sukkot. So I thought we would try to spend the next couple of shiurim that we have before the Yom Tov season is upon us, and that's in Yom Sukkot. So what I want to try to do is, just in the past, we try to keep like the one theme, focus on one particular aspect of the halacha. I want to talk about one word. I made a cheshbon 5, 6, 7 shiurim or so till Sukkot. So between the Sundays and the Wednesdays, I want to work on one word. That's it, one word, and see if we could translate properly, halachically, one word in the Chumash. That word is not Sukkah. That word is the next word in the Pasuk. That's Teshvu. So Basukah, Teshvu, Shivat Yom. Everything we're going to talk about hopefully will be revolving around this phrase, Teshvu. So what does the word Teshvu mean? So we know literally Teshvu means to sit. So here the Gemara tells us in Masechet Sukkah that it doesn't really mean that. According to some Rishonim, it may also mean that. But the real definition of Teshvu is Teshvu ke'ein taduru. Teshvu in the sense of to live. So if we had to translate the pasuk correctly, we wouldn't say you should sit in the sukkah for 7 days. Rather, with the official translation, dwell, to live. You should live in the sukkah. Teishvu ke'ein taduru. So the din of dira basukkah. That's what everything is going to revolve around. What precisely constitutes dira for the purposes of hilchas sukkah. So the Mishnah in the second parak of hilchas sukkah tells us an interesting machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim how to understand the very basic, the very essence of the mitzvah of teishvu, ke'ein taduru. That is as follows. Rabbi Eliezer takes the drasha literally, that you have to live in the sukkah the same way that you live in your house all year long. What is the significance of that? So says Rabbi Eliezer, every count up how many meals you eat every day. So forget about lunch. Lunch is a modern day invention. But in the good old days, they only ate breakfast and supper. So comes Rabbi Eliezer and says, well, every day you eat breakfast in your house, some of us at least, and every day you eat supper in your house, some of us, the normal people who are home for breakfast and supper. So says Rabbi Eliezer, just as every day in your house you eat breakfast and dinner, 2 meals, so too in the sukkah, you are required to eat 2 meals every single day of sukkah. So comes Rabbi Eliezer with a statement, and this does a very simple math for us, that yuddal tzeudos chayav adam lachol b'sukkah. You have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah. There's a little bit of a problem. What happened to Shalosh Shudas? Every sukkah will have one Shabbos in there. That's a little bit of a problem, but we'll put that on hold for now. So come, okay. This Chassidish Rabbi Eliezer. He just said it. He just learned for Shalosh Shudas. So Rabbi Eliezer said that just as all year long you live in your house and living has the connotation of a sudas boker and a sudas erev, who are dinami. Living in the sukkah, teishu kein taduro, dira in the sukkah requires a sudas boker and a sudas erev. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer does use the phrase of yudalat sudas chayav adam lechal b'sukkah, but from the pashtus in Rabbi Eliezer, it would appear that it's a daily obligation. That's, since the whole source of the obligation is madira. Come the Chacham and say, no, the Chacham do not disagree with the definition of Teishvu Kein Taduru. They don't disagree with the drasha of Teishvu Kein Taduru. They also accept the fact that the mitzvah and the sukkah is a yeshiva, the din of dira. But they have a fundamentally different understanding of what dira means. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer said that dira means you have to do, you have to eat in the sukkah like you have to, like you would normally eat in your house. The Chacham say no. The Chacham say that sometimes a person chooses not to eat. Sometimes you skip breakfast. Sometimes you skip dinner. So let's say during the week of Sukkot, you choose that you want to skip dinner. You want to skip breakfast that day. So say the Chacham, that's okay. That's also considered to be Dira. How can you tell the person that the dinner of Dira is Mechayev you to eat 14 meals? It's not true. Because Dira all year long, sometimes you skip a meal. So say the Chachamim, just as Dira all year long means sometimes Iboy Achil, Iboy Lo Achil, sometimes you eat and sometimes you don't. Who would deny me? the din of dira and the sukkah permits you ibay achli ibay lo achil. So this is the machlokes Rabbi Leizer and the Chum. So everybody agrees to the drash of teishvu ke'ein taduru. Everybody agrees that normal people eat two meals a day. The machlokes is that the carryover from the house to the sukkah mean that you're mechuyif to eat two meals a day in the sukkah, but does the carryover mean that just as you have the option not to eat those two meals in your house during the rest of the year, or do not, you have that option in the sukkah as well? Okay, we're gonna get to, we didn't even get to that yet. We didn't even touch yet. What kinds of foods we were talking about? Let's stick to bread. Let's stick to the easiest food now for bread. Let's assume bread right now. Okay, we'll see. We'll get to it. I according to my count, they have at least 7 shirim. So you gotta give me something to talk about, otherwise. So if this would be the end of the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham, we're nice. Machlokes tanoim, 2 ways to pshat, very good, no problem. Come the Chacham and tell us something very strange. Come the Chacham and say, modim Chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer, that the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Eliezer that on the first night of Sukkot you have to eat in the Sukkah. You mechuyev to sit down. Presumably we're going to say not to wash the bench, sit down and have challah, have bread, matz, something, make a motzi in the Sukkah on the first night of Sukkot. Modim Chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer. So comes the Gemara and says, it doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Eliezer is consistent. Rabbi Eliezer holds that there's a din of dira, and dira is mechayev 2 meals. Good, all right, I understand 2 meals. But according to the Chacham who hold that dira is not mechayev anything, so mehechet heise, why in the world should the first night of Sukkot be any different than the rest of the week of Sukkot? So the Gemara says, it's a very big problem. And the Gemara quotes a braisa and the second bracha was a sukkah that explains what the Chacham are talking about. The braisa explains based on the following, that there is a gzeirah shava, a very famous gzeirah shava. The Torah uses the phrase Chamisha Asar, the 15th day of Tishrei, and the phrase Chamisha Asar appears by Nisan, by the Yom Tov of Pesach. So comes the Gemara with Agzera Shava. That Ma Chamisha Asar, the 15th, as vis-a-vis Nisan, there's a din that you have to eat matzah. You can't sit down by the Seder and say, nah, I'm not hungry tonight. After all, I don't wash every night, so I don't have to eat matzah tonight. No, Chas v'shalom. There is no din. Why? Because when it comes to matzah, the Torah doesn't say to live matzah. The Torah says to eat matzah. There's a mitzvah sechila. So just as there's a mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach night and you don't have an option, who would dinami on the first night of Sukkot, you don't have an option either. That's what the Gemara says, Adrasha, Gzeres Hakasa, Gzeres Shava, that the Chachamim, in effect, the modim the Rabbi Eliezer. So it comes out that according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's really no difference between the first night and the rest of Sukkot. Every day you mechuyev to eat in the Sukkot, twice a day, according to Rabbi Eliezer. According to the Chachamim, the rest of Sukkot, you're really not mechuyev to eat in the Sukkot. If you choose not to eat, we'll see what that means as we go on. Whereas in the first night, there's a mitzvah chiyuv is to eat in the sukkah. That's derived from chamisha asa, chamisha asa. So at kan devei hakamar. So the question becomes, how do we understand this according to the chachamim? L'char, according to the chachamim, in effect, we have two different halachas. That brisk of art, the pre-brisk. The chachamim are saying two different halachas. They're saying that all week long, you're not mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. On the first night, you're mechuyev to eat in the sukkah, gzeres hakasav. Question is, how do we understand this shita of the Chacham? So one could suggest one of two ways. The Chakira, the classic Yeshivish Chakira, how to understand the Pshat the Chachamim. Now we're interested in the Chacham because we have the Paschal like the Chacham, so we want to understand what exactly does the Chacham mean. So one can present Pshat and the Chacham as follows. That the Chachamim in effect hold that there are two dinim of Dira. There are two dinim of Yeshiva. That Yeshiva has a double meaning. Yeshiva has a double nuance. Sometimes yeshiva means an optional, in the sense of just as all year long, you don't necessarily eat. Hu adinami and sukkos, yeshiva is optional. And sometimes, guess what? Sometimes the chacham agree to Rabbi Eliezer, that sometimes the chacham admit, that's the Lashon HaGemara, modim chacham l'Rabbi Eliezer, that the word yeshiva also has the connotation of a teres chiyuv. You have to do what normal people do all year long, which is, i.e., to eat. Normal people wash, normal people eat. Nothing personal. Normal people are eating. So come the Chacham and say that the word, if I was drawing this on a blackboard, so I would draw the word yeshiva, and I'd write 2 lines, right? That's what I would do. Right? The good old days. I think you may have even heard this. Did you hear my Shiva Sukkah? Maybe, I don't know, it was a while back. Okay, good. So I don't have to worry about repeating. You have to remember first when you learn sick with me, then you have to
Okay, good.
So the word yeshiva means two different things according to the Chachamim. I'd make one line going in the direction of rishos, in effect. Then I'd have another line going in the direction of Chiyuv, of Achova, and the Chum hope that they're both true. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says that Yeshiva always is B'teres Chova, according to the Chum, sometimes it's Chova and sometimes it's not. Now, what gives you the right to determine? How could you pull off such a stunt to use the same word to mean two different things? How are you talking? Where did you figure this out? That's the Gzeir Shova. That's what Chamisha also teaching us. Because, again, it shouldn't surprise us because we have the same concept in Ruchos Pesach. The first night is a Chiyuv Tit Ma'asa, yeah. And the subsequent nights are not really a Chiyuv Tit Ma'asa. Subsequent nights are really only a Rishus. So just as by Pesach we find that there's a concept of Ma'asa as a Chiyuv and Ma'asa as a Rishus, with dinami when it comes to Sukkah, there's the Sukkah as a Chiyuv, so to speak, and the Sukkah in a certain sense as a Rishus as well. It's not exactly the same. We'll get to it as we're
using.
Right. There may be a difference. There may be a little bit of a difference between the two, but let's present it just Kipshuto. Let's present it like the Gemara seems to present it. So, in effect, what the Chum is telling us is that when you sit down to eat in the Sukkah, on the first night of Sukkot, what mitzvah are you fulfilling? You're fulfilling the mitzvah deraisa basukkah teishvu shivas yamim. That same word taste for tomorrow morning is not going to mean, that's not my problem. It's the Ravon Shalom, he wrote the word, and he gave us the definition of the word, and the word, the definition of Teshvu, sometimes is B'taras Chiyuv, and sometimes is B'taras Rishus. But the name of the game, the name of the mitzvah, Kolen Techam, is Yeshiva B'sukkah. Asher Kedishan Leisha B'sukkah. That's the name of the mitzvah. That's one understanding, B'das Techam.
So the Chacham might attain the thought that you bring Kiddush in the house?
That may be a technical problem. Maybe a Kiddush Makom Tzu the problem. I'll tell you a secret. That may be true. That means in the Chanami. Maybe according to the Chalm, we didn't say anything about Kiddush in the Sukkah. I said about. I'll tell you a secret. I've been assuming bread in the Sukkah. That may not even be true, as we'll see. We'll see by the end of the year. We may have some interesting conclusions.
So, yeah. Does that happen that
Okay. In the Chanami, the word teishu has the connotation of dwelling. So the question is, what does that mean? What exactly does that mean? So the Gemara tells us that we have a tradition that the word teishu in the context of sukkah means achila shtiya v'sheina. So we'll have to see what that means exactly. Yeah. What is the achila? What is the shtiya? And what is the sheina? Each one is up for question. So this is one understanding b'das the chacham. But there's another possibility. Comes another possibility. We could suggest as follows. Maybe the Chachamim stick to their guns. The Chachamim hold Teshuvah means one thing. That's it. Don't tell me stories, mindsets with two halachas and brisket. The word Teshuvah, either take your definition of Teshuvah and be consistent. Does Teshuvah mean B'Torah Rishus? Does Teshuvah mean B'Torah Chiyuv? Comes Rabbi Eliezer and says it means B'Torah Chiyuv. Comes the Chachamim and says it means Rishus. Doesn't really mean the Yemechuyev, Tin in the Sukkah, in the classic sense of the word. In Cain, that the word Teshu does not mean Achiyav. So why did the Chum say you have to eat in the Sukkah on the first night? Where did that Achiyav come from? The answer is we got the wrong mitzvah. You know what the name of the mitzvah is on the first night of Sukkot? It's not a mitzvah of a Sukkot. Teshu shows Yom. Teshu is not Achiyav. There's a new mitzvah. What should we call it? 613b. The name of the mitzvah is Achila Balel Chamisha Asar. Chamisha Asar of what? Well, you fill in the blanks. If it's the 15th day of Nisan, you have to sit down and eat the Kedai Zanata. If it's the 15th day of Tishrei, so the mitzvah is to eat where? To eat in the house? To eat in the Seder? No, to eat in the Sukkah. But the name of the mitzvah is not Batsukkah Teishu Shivis Yom. I got the wrong pasuk. Batsukkah Teishu Shivis Yom doesn't mean Chiyuv according to the Chum. You know what the mitzvah is? The mitzvah is Leal Chamisha Asar. The Chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah Leal Chamisha Asar. Chamisha Asar, Chamisha Asar. That's the name of the mitzvah. Not the sukkah teshu. It's a new mitzvah. Different. Right. It's not the mitzvah b'yeshiva b'sukkah. It's a different mitzvah. Guess what? Whoever, pretty wild. You come to your sukkah. You built your sukkah. You're all ready to sit down. And I'm telling you a story. You're not really doing the mitzvah. But you know all those things you have on the sukkah walls. The sukkah teshu is yom. Take them down till tomorrow. They don't belong to the first night because it's not a mitzvah. That's not the sukkah teshu is yom. That's tomorrow's mitzvah. The sukkah teshu is yom can never be b'taras chiyuv. If it's b'taras chiyuv, according to the Chum, it's a new mitzvah called Achila. It's like, either you say Yeshiva B'Sukkah, or it's Achila B'Sukkah. What's the emphasis? Is the name of the mitzvah a Yeshiva Dika Mitzvah, or is the name of the mitzvah an Achila Dika Mitzvah?
You have to eat it Mesubin.
I got with a couple more Chumra for you. You want to hear the Chumra about not eating Egg Challah on Sukkot night? You never heard that one? Okay, there's a Chumra, the Prima Gadam Chumra, not eating Egg Challah on the first night of Sukkot. Chamisha Asa, Chamisha Asa. I highly question whether we pass anything. My wife knows that I drive her crazy every year on Sukkot, so we always buy one water challah. Then we can really from me buy two, one for the first night, one for the second night. So nobody else likes them. The only one who eats it, so I get the whole. We'll get there. So maybe one day, it's not enough kamina. There's a lot of semantics. It's not lumdis. Is it a mitzvah of yeshiva, a mitzvah of chil? Tachlis, bottom line. You come from shul the first night of Sukkot, you have to go outdoors, you got to go into your sukkah, you have to have a piece of challah. So my nafkamina, what do you call it? Mitzvah yeshiva, mitzvah achila. Bottom line, you're doing the exact same mitzvah mitzvah. So who cares? My nafkamina. So there may be several nafkamina, several important nafkamina. Very, very nogea halacha l'maisa. There is a din which hopefully we'll spend at least one whole shiur on, probably even more than that during the next couple of weeks. And that is, the Gemara tells us the famous klal of a sukkah, the mitzvah patim in a sukkah. But if a person is uncomfortable, they are exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah. And this din of mitzvah, patim in a sukkah, is not a din that appears in other areas of halacha. There is no halacha, let's say, for example, mitzvah, patim in talmud Torah. If you don't feel well, you have a headache, you don't have to learn. No such thing. Getting messages, you have a headache, you should have to learn. Mitzvah is a patim from tkishayim. Mitzvah, patim from nitilas luma. There's no such klal. So, im kain. Why is it that mitzvah patim in a sukkah, man ishtan a sukkah from all the other mitzvahs? So the Rishonim explain, it must be based on this idea of going back to the beginning of teish v'kein tadurim. Everything we say is going to revolve around that pasuk, teish v'kein tadurim. So teish v'kein tadurim means that the nature of the mitzvah of sukkah is to live. So when you live in your house is generally a comfortable place. If your house is an uncomfortable place, so what do? So you leave, assuming that you have another option, another place to go. So let's say, for example, let's say, you would be in your house, and it would be mamish freezing cold. I'm sure, let's say, just for argument's sake, let's say the heat would break in your house. And let's say if you have nowhere else to go, let's say you put in a couple of coats. But let's say you have another place, say you have another house across the street, another house next door. So if the heat, the boiler breaks in your house, it's 30 degrees in the house, so you'd walk out. You wouldn't stay there and freeze your kishkas out. You'd go. Let's say, LaMarshall, let's say you have a leak in your roof. So it's raining and you're sitting down to eat your Shabbos meal and it's pouring into your food. So if you have another option, you would go next door. Why should you sit in a place where you're uncomfortable? You go next door. Let's say you have a thousand mosquitoes and flies and bees and everything flying around you and you have another option and you're very, very uncomfortable. So you would go next door. So the Gemara says, all these cases you're putting. The star is putting in a sukkah. So the answer is, because since the very nature of the mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah is a din of dira, so you have to live in your sukkah the same way you would live in your house. So if you would leave your house, so then you have to, then you could be either you have to or you may, but okay, we'll get to that hopefully a little bit later on also. So clearly you don't have to sit in the sukkah when it's raining, and you don't have to sit in the sukkah when it's freezing, and you don't have to sit in the sukkah. So I'll tell you, in the couple of years that I was in LA for sukkahs, we never ever had a shaila of mitzvah in terms of rain. We never ever had a shower of mitzvah in terms of cold, but we had more than once a shower of mitzvah because it's too hot. So if you're too hot, you're sitting in the sukkah and it's 95 degrees, and it's much more comfortable in the next room. So one could argue it's also mitzvah, perhaps mitzvah is part of the sukkah. Hello? Okay, if you can, let's say it's yontif, let's say yeah, it's not feasible, so whatever the case may be. So this is in the Feirish that let's say a person wants to eat something which one would normally have to eat in the sukkah. If it's raining, you don't eat in the sukkah. If it's freezing, you don't eat in the sukkah. If it's dark, for any reason, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. Shaila comes, what about the first night? What's the din? Is the p'tur mitzvah, which we know exists all week long in a sukkah, does that apply in the first night of sukkah sinatza? The famous machlekes, we showed a very famous machlekes. We're going to talk hopefully a little bit later on about the particular part of rain. Rain may be even more than mitzvah. Well, let's leave out rain for a second. Let's say it's not an issue of rain. Let's say some other kind of mitzvah. Let's say it's very, very cold the first night of sukkah. Guys, mom is bundling up and with all the coats and everything, is he still very uncomfortable? What's the din? Is he still mechuyev to sit in the sukkah? Excuse me, on the first night of sukkah or not? What's the issue? So all the place can say the issue is this shaila, this chakir is very simple, very straightforward. If you hold that the nature of the mitzvah on the first night is basically a yeshiva dikar halacha, it's just that it's a little bit nuanced of a difference between the first night and the rest of the week, in the sense that the rest of the week is a rishos, the first night is a chiyuv, but the name of the game is yeshiva. Everything is going to revolve around, is this called the yeshiva or not? So one can argue, if the name of the mitzvah is yeshiva b'sukkah, and yeshiva by definition is a poter mitzvah, because whenever you're mitzvah, that's not called a dira. Dira, by definition, means when you're comfortable. So on the first night of Sukkot, guess what? You're not mechuyav to sit in the Sukkot. If it's uncomfortable, if it's raining, if it's cold, if it's too hot, if you have, whatever criteria you would use for the rest of the week to determine whether you're chayim or not, the same precise criteria apply on the first night of Sukkot as well. That's what a whole group of Rishonim say. Another group of Rishonim say, not true. Other Rishonim say, you're mechuyav to sit in the Sukkot no matter what, cold, hot, that's the Sukkot. Why? My high, my nishtah on the first night from the rest of the week. The answer is very simple. What would be the day of the following case? Let's say you're sitting at your Seder table, and it starts to rain. So if you're makran gebrach, you have to watch your vat carefully. If you're not said makran gebrach, what do? So continue eating. I'm miserable. It's sickening. It's crazy. I have water coming down on my head. So tough luck. You need to go somewhere else. So eat here. It doesn't make a difference. Because there is no p'tur mitzvah from mitzvah. Mitzvah is only p'tur from sukkah because it's a special, unique aspect of yeshiva. So if you hold that the mitzvah in the first night is not yeshiva mitzvah. The name of the mitzvah is achila. So guess what? If the name of the game is achila, so achila means bein mitzvah, bein shalom mitzvah. Doesn't make a difference. So this machlekes have we shown him whether mitzvah is chayim on the first night and mitzvah is potter on the first night. L'chaora is based on achakira. If you hold that the nature of the mitzvah is yeshiva on the first night also, so then mitzvah is potter. If you hold that the nature of the mitzvah is achila, then mitzvah is going to be chayim. We didn't get to how we pass it yet. Yeah. Down the road. Here's another nafkamina, another interesting shana. How much do you have to eat in the sukkah? Let's say, for argument's sake, the rest of the week. We know that halacha is that if a person wants to eat an achilas aroi, wants to have a little bite, a little something outside of the sukkah, that's okay. That's no problem. If you want to eat nothing out of the sukkah, that's fine. I mean, so we said, according to the chum, it's a rishus. You don't have to eat anything in the sukkah. If you eat foods which are not technically obligated in the sukkah. Let's say you want to start to eat food, which in theory would be chayiv in the sukkah, let's say, such as bread. So how much do you have to eat? So the Mishnah says, ochel achilas aroi chutzul sukkah. Whatever is temporary, whatever is just a grab, a bite, a little nosh, so that's potem in that sukkah. The mitzvah of sukkah only begins if a person eats what's called an achilas keva. How much constitutes an achilas keva? So the Gemara tells him, achlik yisav aroi, but then we pass in the halacha like that, opinion of the Gemara, that up until the point of a kibetza, even a little bit more than a kibetza, until you eat an egg's worth of challah. So technically speaking, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. So let's say it is even lechatchila. The pasha says, and maybe it's a nidus chasidus not to, but meikamikar adim. Let's say a person wants to have one slice of rye bread or something. One slice of rye bread is probably less than a kibetza. Person wants to have a slice of bread during the week of sukkah. Third day chalamoy. Sukkah's out of the sukkah. Nothing wrong. No problem at all. That's Mishnah says, ochlan chila sarai chutz la sukkah. Question becomes, where did the shear come from? What's this idea? This notion of a kibetza, more than a kibetza, that's a strange shear in Hilchos when we deal with food. We know, what does the pasuk say in Parashat Eretz Shemen Udvash, the Gemara says, Kol Shiureh B'Kazayis, Eretz Shemen, it means most of the shiurim in the Torah Kazayis. We know Achilas Mas is a Kazayis, eating treif to get malchus is a Kazayis. Normally the halacha in terms of Achilas is always nikma in terms of Kazayis. So my eye, manishtana, the mitzvah of Yisukkah, that the shear, the cutoff point between what's permissible out of the sukkah and what is prohibited outside the sukkah, the cutoff point is the larger shear of kibetz. Kibetz is either twice the size of a kazayis or three times, depending on the machlekes we've shown him. So my eye, why did the chacham, why did the Torah be kaveya the shear, no pun intended, kaveya the shear is the shear kaviyas, in terms of yeshiva chutzpah sukkah? So the answer is very simple. The answer is because it's not to do with achila. Kazayas, we have a halachal mashem mesina that's tam achilu be kazayas. When the Torah says be'erf teichlu matas, teichlu means kazayas. When the Torah says don't eat treif, so tochlu for the purposes of getting malchus means a kazayas. The Torah says don't eat chametz and pesach, so achilu for the purposes of malchus and karis means a kazayas. It's also a kosher, but a Torah, a different thing. But in terms of the definition of achilu, we have kach nemer halachal mashem mesina, the kol achilu is be kazayas. But here the Torah doesn't say anything about achilu. The word achilu doesn't appear throughout anywhere to do with Hilchos Sukkah in the Chumash itself. What's the name of the game? The name of the game is yeshiva. So here, come to Rishonim and explain. The pshat is that any time you do something that you normally do in your house all year long, then you have to do it in the sukkah. Because that would be a fulfillment of Basukkah's Teish v'Shivas Yomim. Anything that you don't necessarily do in your house, things that you do sometimes on the run, you do in the street, you're running around from one place to another, things that you would do, not necessarily in your house, that you're permitted to do chutzpah sukkah, because the mitzvah of sukkah is that the sukkah has to become your house. So come to Rishonim and explain, to sit down and have an achila kavua, to eat a suda kavua, to eat a zamil, to sit down with two slices of bread, to have mamash a kadeitza, two slices of sandwich, to sit down and have mamash lunch, So that you usually sit down, you usually eat that in your house. Now your house here doesn't necessarily mean your house, physical house. Your office is your temporary house. Your car, maybe for some people their car is a permanent house. Can you refer, spend more time there than in the house. So in whatever's considered to be like your makom ha-miyuchad, that's considered to be your makom dira, and you have to do that in the sukkah during the week of sukkahs. But there are other types of foods where you mamish grab on the run, saying, you would not sit down and have I would hope not at least, you wouldn't sit down and eat a whole dinner sitting on a park bench. On the other hand, you may grab a cookie, you may grab a little something, you may grab the bread. Bread is a tough call. We're going to have to put this particular prod on hold for a moment. But the idea being that whatever is considered to be an achilas keva, that's something that you would normally not do out of your house. Therefore, you have to do that in the sukkah. Masha'en came, whatever labeled in the halacha as achilas aroi, which is normal that you would do outside of your house, that you're permitted to do outside of the sukkah and sukkah. That's the hagdar. That's what Rishonim tries to explain. That's what this whole idea comes from. This distinction in the halacha between achilas keva and achilas aroi. That's the yisod hadavar. So, since the distinction is not so much in terms of achila, the distinction is what's called a kviyas and what's not called a kviyas, so therefore kezayas falls short. Just a kezayas of bread, like one slice of pizza, I don't know, whatever you want to put it into modern day terms, that's considered to be not quite a dira. Dira is only defined in terms of a keva, and keva in halacha is we're assuming that the shear is a kebeta rather than the shear of a kezayas. That's the way the Rishonim explain. So now the question becomes as follows. The Torah tells us on the first night of sukkahs, you have to eat in the sukkah. How much you have to eat? What is the shear? How much challah do you have to swallow on the first night of sukkahs in order to fulfill this chiyuv of the araisa, the mitzvah of the araisa? We call the mitzvah 614, the special new chiyuv of Leil Chamisha Asar. How much do you have to eat? So l'chora, it should depend on the shailah. L'chora, it should depend on our age-old chakira, namely, what's the nature of the mitzvah on the first night of sukkahs? Is the nature of the mitzvah yeshiva? Or is the nature of the mitzvah achila? If the nature of the mitzvah is yeshiva, so yeshiva means dira. Dira means kebeta, more than a kebeta. So a kezayis is not going to be enough. So in order to fulfill the mitzvah, the chiyuv gam min haTorah, the first night of sukkahs, you would be required min haTorah to eat a kebeta, more than a kebeta of challah, in order to fulfill your obligation. What if you hold that the name of the mitzvah is not achila? I'm sorry, it's not yeshiva. What if you hold the name of the mitzvah is achila? It's achila leil chamisha asar. So what's the model? Whenever the Torah speaks about achila, kezayis, we know how much you have to eat it to say it. You only have to eat it kezayis. Not talking about all the chumras with double kezayis and with triple kezayis and with kairis, with gabi kairis. The bottom line, the erev teich lematzos, one kezayis of matzah is good enough. So just as one kezayis of matzah is called an achila vis-a-vis achilas matzah, who a dinami a kezayis should be called an achila vis-a-vis achila basucha as well. It's only if you hold Shabbos. Unless it comes out very strange.
Yeah.
It comes out, according to some Rishonim, it comes out that in effect, Sukkah is more chomer than Pesach for a very simple reason. Because we're not learning out from Sukkah, we're not learning Sukkah from Pesach that the nature of the mitzvah is achila. We're just learning out that the nature of Dira is a chiyuv on the first night of Sukkah, but the name of the game is Dira, the name of the mitzvah is Teshuvah. Don't forget the bracha, Leishiv Basukah. Seems to be a good raya, Leishiv Basukah. So since the name of the bracha is Leishiv, the name of the mitzvah is Yeshiva, so Yeshiva is going to require more than a kebeta. So this l'chora should also depend on our shayla. So basically, this basic question that we're having, namely, is the name of the mitzvah Yeshiva, the name of the mitzvah Achila? So we had nafkamina number one, vis-a-vis mitztayer. Nafkamina number two, l'chora should be nafkamina number two, should be in terms of the shiur. So that's what I would have said. If you asked me, I would have said that. So comes along the Ran in Masechet Sukkah and says, Yesh lehistapek. One can raise the following question. How much do you have to eat in the Sukkah on the first night? Do you have to eat a kezayis? Do you have to eat a kebeta? So everyone gets kevaldik at the Ran. The Helig Ran, Yesh lehistapek. That's a suffix. That's a shayla. Then you get a little depressed when you read the next line. But the Ran gives you a whole different mahalach. The Ran says no. It's very nice that we said, nice, okay. The Ran says, Odi Shlomo. The Ran says that, I'll give you another pshat, I'll give you another beer as to what the Yesh L'Stapek is, says the Ran. Why should we be mistapek whether the shear is a kedayis or kebeta? So it says the Ran as follows. Says the Ran, it could be that the name in the mitzvah is yeshiva. No question about it. The name in the mitzvah is yeshiva. So the name of the mitzvah is yeshiva. So wait a second, I understand the opinion that says, I understand the tzad that says that the shir is a kebeta. But how in the world could the shir be a kezayis? If the name of the game is yeshiva, and yeshiva we know always means a kebeta v'oid, means achilas keva, how can you turn around and tell me that in the first night, when the name of the game is also Yeshiva, so why in the world should the Shia change? So comes around and introduces us a fascinating concept. That's a different voice. The other Gemara says, right, Bob, the other Gemara says the reason why the Shia is a Koseves is because the other Torah doesn't say Achila and the Torah doesn't say Yeshiva. It says Inui. So Inui, how much is considered to be if a person sits down and a person's hungry and they eat a Kazayas, they're still hungry. Eat a Koseves, because it's not so much bigger than a Kazayas. They eat a Koseves, so that's going to break the Inui. So it comes around and says, I'll give you the following interesting Mahalach. Says the Ran Masech HaSukkah, the name of the mitzvah is Yeshiva. Yeshiva always means a kibbutz. So the Ran, go back to the basics, go back to the ABC. Why is it that kibbutz is labeled in the halacha as a mitzvah yeshiva? So we gave the background, we gave the whole lumbus, that the name of the issue is an issue of kviyas versus not kviyas. That means less than a kibbutz. It's a garnish, it's a nothing, it's just like grabbing a bite on the run. It's not garnish from garnish. It's not significant. A kebeitza, that's an achila cheshuva, that's called adira, yeshiva, the works. So everything revolves around the lush, the notion, kviyas, cheshivos, etc. That's what the Ran says. Says the Ran, there are two distinct ways in halacha to create a davar choshev. This is a brisk Ran. Says the Ran, you can create a davar choshev through kamus, through quantity. It means if you have enough of something, that's considered to be quantitatively important. You ate a lot. Yet. You didn't just have a half a slice of bread yet. Five slices of bread. That's an achila chashuva. That's an achila of kviyos. That's a yeshiva. That's a chivin sukkah. That's one way of creating an achila chashuva, quantitative. Says the Ran, there's another way. To echos, qualitatively. Namely, if something in and of itself is chashuv, if something in and of itself has properties of being significant in and of itself, so that will make up, you can make up in quality what you're missing in quantity. That's the Ran's insight. So says the Ran, what's the qualitative? What is so qualitatively phenomenal about the first night of Sukkot? So says the Ran, I'll tell you what's qualitatively different. It's a chiyuv. It's a chayva. Says the Ran, the rest of the week, sitting in the Sukkot, it's nice, not nice. You could do it. You don't have to. No, it's not the one. No. I'll say in a second. Says the Ran, on the first night, but there's a chiyuv. Everyone is masking. There's a chiyuv tefillin in the sukkah the first night, all right? A mask. Whatever the lumda says, there's a chiyuv tefillin in the sukkah. Comes around and says, the chova is mashve. It creates an achilas kviyus out of what would otherwise not quite make the mark. I mean, normally a kazayas, we laugh at a kazayas. We say kazayas, yeah, that's a nothing. But you're doing it for teres chiyuv now. You're doing it as an absolute bona fide chiyuv. So guess what? Since there's a chiyuv to eat on the first night, so that chiyuv creates an achilas keva out of the kazayas. Normally kazayas is garnish. Kazayas does not constitute significant chashivas. But in the context of an achilas chayva, that will carry the day. That's the Ran you say.
Like everything else then, in other words, like on Pesach.
But not because of the fact that it's a mitzvah achila. No, the name of the game is yeshiva, says the Ran. But it's not that there's a halacha l'mashim misina that less than a kibbutz is not called yeshiva. No. The vart is that less than a kibbutz is usually not called an achila chashuva, and achila chashuva is not called a yeshiva. Because you need a kviyas, you need a dira. But on the first night, when there's a teres chiyuv, so the teres chiyuv can create what would otherwise not qualify, no pun intended, would not qualify usually as an achila chashuva. Now it's going to be labeled as an achila chashuva, and therefore it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah, not an achila, it's a mitzvah of yeshiva basukkah. So what the Ran just did with his fancy lumdas, the Ran in effect just told us that even the niach, that the name of the mitzvah is yeshiva, you can still get away with kazayas. That's what the Ran said. If you hold that the name of the mitzvah is achila, so it's davar pasha, there's nothing we have to spend our time on. If the name of the mitzvah is achila, so davar pasha, that the shiur is kazayas. But the Ran's contribution to our discussion is that even liyatsuya, that the name of the mitzvah is yeshiva, it's still going to be good enough for the kazayas. Yeshiva, the kazayas, ha'yitachin. The answer is yeah, very much yitachin, because it goes back to what we said a few minutes ago, that the demarcation between more than a kibbutz and less than a kibbutz is not the halacha mashim sinai in the sense of, it may be halacha mashim sinai, but it's not in the sense of an objective distinction. It's not like, see, nobody could say as follows. You can't pull off a stunt and say, on the first night of Pesach, you can eat less than a kazayas of matzah, and that's good, because the chiyuv creates a shia. That's ridiculous. Because the Torah says you have to eat kizayis. The Torah says black and white, achilin, the definition. Look in your dictionary, the definition of the word of achilin means kizayis. Here, it's much more vague. Here, the Torah just says, do a dira. How much is a dira? Go figure it out. Go take a survey. Go figure out how much people generally eat on park benches or not. So the Chacham sat down, and the Masar Kosmo, the Chacham, and they were kaveah, that achilas kaveahs, constitutes the kibeta, but it's not written in stone, that shia. That shia was only nitva under normal circumstances. But when you have the added factor of achilas chayva, the achilas chayva can carry the day.
Does he bring anything from where he gets that?
So that idea... So that idea is a little bit of a borrow. I don't remember if the Ran himself brings this raya, but it has a little bit of a concept that appears in Hilchos Truma. There is a halacha of tevel. The halacha is that any product that grows in Eretz Yisrael, so it's prohibited in a Torah to eat until you mafresh Trumas and Maisus. But the Gemara says that in order for the chi of Trumas and Maisus to set in a Torah, so a few things have to happen. Number one, you have to have what's called Gemar Melacha. Gemar Melacha means the food has to be completely processed, totally complete. And number two, you have to have what's called Re'ias Pnei Habayis, that the food has to already been brought into the house, into the courtyard, whatever. It has to already be brought home. It can't be just out in the field. If it's just not out in the field, so it's not technically Tevo Min HaTorah. So those are two requirements that are necessary Min HaTorah. Nevertheless, the Gemara tells us that Midderabanan, the Chacham said, even if these requirements were not yet met, one is still not permitted to eat the food. It's still considered to be Tevel Midderabanan, even prior to these two conditions. But the Chacham made the following exception. The Chacham said that since it's only Tevel Midderabanan, Heimam Veimamru, the whole din of Tevel Min HaTorah doesn't set in until both conditions are met, so we're only dealing with Midderabanan. So, the Chacham made the following provision. They said that if you're just a little hungry out there in the fields and you didn't quite finish the Gemara Melach, the Rizpin Abayish, you want to just grab a bite off of the apple, so that's okay. It's an Achilas Aroy anyway, it's a garnish, so that's okay. But if you sit down and have a whole meal, you can eat an Achilas Keva out of the fruit, even though it's only Tevel Midderabanan, so that's going to be a problem Midderabanan. So again, Minotaur, whenever you're done with Tevel Deraisa, there's no thing. Like, guy wants to go into Burger King, so he's not going to sit down and have a whole cheeseburger. He'll just take a bite. It's only achilas aroy. So that's pretty silly. So when you're dealing with that real treifas or the real machalas asuras, I mean, I'm sorry, forget it. There's no distinction. But it's only in this Rabban anyway. I mean, they don't say this to all these two in the Rabban. Bishalachem aroy is also also. But it means this particular is that the Chum gave you a break. They gave you a leeway. They said that only when it's an achilas kev is it going to be also mid Rabban. When it's an achilas aroy, it's going to be muta even lechetchila. So the Gemara tells us that the Mishnah tells us that what constitutes achilas kev, what constitutes achilas aroy. So there are a few different factors. So one of the factors that the Gemara in the end of the Masechet Pesachim tells us, Shabbos kavas lamaisa. The Gemara says that if you would just take a bite, you take just time eat an apple on a Tuesday afternoon out in your field, it's only tevel derabanan, then it's mutter. But if you do it on Shabbos, let's say, assuming you took the apple off the tree already before Shabbos. Okay, so the apple's sitting on the field, whatever, and you want to go out to your backyard and take a bite out of it or something. So even though Min HaTorah, that's technically mutter, and mitzvah abanan, it should have also been mutter because it's only achilas aroy. It comes to Gemara and says, no, Shabbos kavas lamaisa, that the achilas Shabbos is so chashuv, that it's an einik Shabbos, enjoyment, a mitzvah, across the Shabbos oneg. So the enjoyment of Shabbos is transforms what would otherwise be an achilas aroy into an achilas keva, and it's also midirabon. That's what the Gemara says. So the Ran has a little bit of this idea. The only problem is the Ran doesn't go this far. Right, the Ran doesn't go this far because if that concept would be true, then you would have the following interesting chumra that although you're allowed to take a snack out of the sukkah on Chol HaMoed, you wouldn't be able to do it on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Yom Tov morning, and that's absolutely not true. The din is that ochel achilas aroy chutz l'sukkah applies even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Ran didn't go as far as that takanas hachamim of Shabbos kavas l'maisa, but it's similar. It's a similar type of principle that something which would otherwise not qualify as an achilas keva can sometimes be transformed into achilas keva, either in the case of maisa, just for the mere nature, the fact of eating it for Torah Shabbos, or if Shabbos is sufficient to transform its nature to achilas keva. And in the case of the Ran, you need even more than that. You need achilas chiyav to do the trick. But again, it is a similar idea in halacha. So far we have a basic shaila. How do we understand the opinion of the Chachamim? The Chacham will say that teshu means ke'ein taduru in the sense of a mitzvah's rishus, in a certain sense of the word. And the first night is different. So the question is, what's the nature of the fact that the first night is different? Is the first night different because the Chamag Modim Chamag Rabbi Eliezer, on the first night there is a din of Yeshiva Schiv? Or the Chamag say, no, that there's no din of Yeshiva B'tar Schiv ever the entire week. The first night is a mitzvah sachiva, my nafkamina. So one nafkamina is the issue of mitzayer. Nafkamina number two, before the Ran came along, we thought the nafkamina should be, but the shir is a kazayas or kabeis. So came the Ran and made a little bit leibedik and said that even a niach that is yeshiva, you could still get away with the kazayas perhaps. There are many other nafkaminas. So the chayda should be another nafkamina. And that's the issue that the Yerushalmi raises. Taisus himself calls the Yerushalmi as the following discussion. It's not clear what the maskana of this halacha should be. There is a type of food that the Gemara calls mine targima. There's a little bit of a confusion in the Rishonim. What are these mine targima? They're important in halacha, in terms of a sukkah, maybe in terms of a Shabbos, in other areas. It's important to know what exactly these mine targima are. So there are basically three shittas in Rishonim what they are. So Rashi holds that mine targima are fruit. The Taisus calls from the parrots. Taisus seems to say that mina tagima are types of foods that you eat together with bread, in the sense of like fish or meat, things which are balalafis as a pasta. Those are generally considered to be the mina tagima. And the Rosh says the mina tagima refers to mezainis, means salokshin, kugel, cereal, things, spaghetti, pasta, things like that. That's considered to be the mina tagima. So the reason why this is important in terms of a sukkah is that the Gemara tells us that mina tagima achayv in sukkah, that if you want to eat these types of foods, chutzla sukkah, during the week of sukkah, that's going to be a potential problem. Again, if it's less than a certain shear, then it's going to be mutter anyway, because it's achilas haray. But let's say you want to eat, for argument's sake, let's say according to the Rishon, we'll say that apples are not mina tagima. So you want to eat 100 apples, chutzla sukkah, you want to get yourself a bellyache with apples, chutzla sukkah, that's fine, no problem. And according to the Rishon, we'll say that apples are mina tagima. So those Rishon who say that apples are mina tagima, that would be a problem of eating too much of mina tagima chutz l'sukkah. So you plug in the definition, whatever you want to call mina tagima. So let's follow the Shulchan Aruch for now. Shulchan Aruch has like the Rosh. We'll use pasta as the example, a good classic example of mina tagima. Brachon designers on it. Good. So therefore you would be chayev to eat in the sukkah. So what did in the following? Let's say comes the first night of sukkahs. Guy doesn't like bread. Guy doesn't like challah. Guy doesn't like matzah. He wants to sit down. That's very healthy. Let's sit down and have a bowl of pasta. We'll make a bracha. And so we can make a bracha. What's wrong? Leishim b'sukkah. You can make the leishim b'sukkah tomorrow on it. He's going to sit down on his first night of sukkahs. And he's going to... Who says he has to make a mozi? Comes the Rishalmi and says, Amine tagima good enough for the first night of sukkahs or not? Rishalmi. We're not sure. What's the shiloh? What does the issue depend on? This is the issue. Namely, if you hold that the nature of the mitzvah on the first night of Sukkot is a mitzvah's achila. Where does it come from? Chamisha asa, chamisha asa. It's a mitzvah dumya tamasa, that's it. So, and I don't want to even think of the guy sitting down to eat pasta by the Seder, the kushal face of the guy is going to sit down and eat mezainis by the Seder, ha'itachin. But when it comes to the Seder, the Torah says, lechem oni, there's a din lechem, there's a din pas. You have to make a motzi. If you can't make a motzi on it, it ain't masa. At least on Pesach night. We'll leave it. I don't want to touch any sensitivities. So on the first night of Pesach, avad and avad, you have to make a moitzin, whatever you're eating from Masa. On the first night of Sukkot, so a dinam, you also have to eat. You have to eat pas. Got to be lechem. Got to be hamoitzi. So minatagim out of the question. I minatagim, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkot. Yeah, tomorrow. Come back tomorrow when there's a mitzvah of Sukkot. Tonight is not Sukkot. Tonight is Achila. Achila is Dagon, the Leil Chamisha Asa. But if you hold that the name of the mitzvah is Yeshiva, and the drash of Chamisha Asa was just to be kaveh for us, that it's a chiyuv, but it doesn't transform the nature of the mitzvah. The nature of the mitzvah is a mitzvah yeshiva. So good. So open up the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Sukkah and see what constitutes yeshiva b'sukkah. Pasta. Well, pasta passes the test tomorrow. If pasta passes the test tomorrow, it's going to pass the test tonight as well. It's a v'al d'gazach. You can sit down the first night of Sukkot. You don't even have to wash. You can have a bowl. You can have a bowl of pasta. You can have a bowl of cereal. A bowl of Wheaties. Cheerios, maybe. Maybe not, depending on what bracha you make a note. But okay, but let's say it's something which is for sure, mezainis. You can sit down and have a bowl of pasta and show a nice all, according to one a possibility of Rishami, according to what we're suggesting, a whole group of Rishami may hold this way. According to this, let's say some pasta, very un-yontif dick. What about a piece of cake? So a piece of cake should be okay. right? A piece of cake. They see a piece of cake may be good according to everybody, because it could be that's even called pas nikra din pas. We kiss them, whatever. That's assumed for now. That's a shaila. But according to one side of the Rishonim, for sure it's good. According to those who say that minat hagima is good enough, so a kal v'chomer cake is not going to be worse than minat hagima. If anything, it's better than minat hagima. So I remember when I was a little boy. So well, that's better. In Riverdale, a lot of people lived in apartments. Not everyone had their own sukkahs. And Baruch Hashem, Achshadur in a little sense, but in the old days, not everybody, even people who were, Shemit Torah mitzvah, but they didn't always eat in the sukkah, so whatever, wasn't. So I remember that the small shul, and right across the street from where my parents lived, it's Gottlieb, the one who just became engaged with Naomi Blumenthal, Gottlieb.
Mm-hmm.
So this boy's grandfather shul, Rabbi Gottlieb, that's the mayor from Riverdale. So in his shul, we had a small shul. They had a small sukkah in the back, right behind the shul. And I remember the first night of sukkahs, second night chutzpah, first night he would always bring in some of the people who were not so observant. They didn't necessarily go home to eat in the sukkah. He would pull them in, make kiddush in the sukkah the first night of sukkahs. And he used to always have out sponge cake, marble cake. He would have cake. Out they should come, they should make a sit down, a piece of cake, eating the sukkah the first night. So I remember, I was 4 or 5 years old, so I didn't, for me it was good, I hopped another piece of cake before we went home. Yeah, okay, so that's maybe better, okay. So I remember when I got a little bit older, so I was thinking, come on, this is late summer, this is a joke. What do you gain? What do you gain? You're having a piece of sponge cake in the sukkah the first night. Fish them tomorrow for kiddush. Okay, you give a guy a chance to make a relationship. The first night, the chmamanashav, the chiyuv. Then I got a little bit old and I realized, that's off base. Taka may gain a lot. That by sitting down and convincing a guy to sit down and have a piece of cake in the sukkah, so you maybe have a mitzvah deraisa. Touches on a mitzvah deraisa, the chiyuv deraisa you may fulfill. So here comes the tricky question. Remember this. How much of the cake do you have to eat? So I thought it depends on the Ran against us. Why? We want to be matzah the cake based on what Svara, on the fact that it's a mitzvah, yeshiva. So according to what we said, if it's yeshiva, then the shir is a kavetza. So you have to convince the guy to have 2 pieces of cake, 5 pieces of cake, and a sponge cake is very, very, very airy. You have to have a lot of cake to have a kavetza of cake. But according to the Ran, no, because I eat the cake. Why? Because according to the Ran, here's a good line. You can have your cake and eat it. According to the Ran, you could have... I didn't plan that one. According to the Ran, you could be yotzei with cake. I'll say it quickly. According to the Ran, you could be yotzei with cake. And because it's efficient to have... According to the Ran, you could be yotzei with cake, possibly because the mitzvah is yeshiva. And you can turn around and say, it's yeshiva. So you think it's yeshiva, you're going to be mechayev miyakabetza, nothing doing. I'm going to get away with a kazayas. Kazayas, how could it be? Isn't that a stira glee? Isn't that an inner contradiction to let you get away with a kazayas? Okay, it's not a stira. According to the Ran's lumdus, it's the achila chashuva because of the chiyuv. So the chiyuv creates the achila chashuva. So that little piece of sponge cake, that kazayas of sponge cake, which tomorrow morning you can't make a bracha on in the sukkah, because it's not really chayv in sukkah. Guess what? In the night, the first night of sukkah, maybe it's good enough. So this is all assuming like that tzad of the Yerushalmi. Yes, that's a normative, practical halacha. We don't do that. We don't eat pasta on the first night. After you wash, you can eat whatever you want, but you have to eat either kazayas or kabeitza, depending on the slumber. So again, the basic hakir we have is the nature of the mitzvah of yeshiva, it's an achila. Possible nafkamin is the issue of mitzvah. Other possible nafkamin, maybe the shir, depending on whether we're against us in Iran, strange machlokes. But the third possibility is the issue in terms of minat hagima. So hopefully next, maybe Sunday will probably be the next shir in Yom HaYom. So Sunday morning we'll continue along some of these lines of yeshiva and giva.
Okay.